He stood up in front of his desk and regarded me in his easy chair. His manner was suddenly affected by a touch of the Harley Street specialist. "It's rum stuff, you know," he said. I made a gesture with my hand. The little phial glucked out its precious contents. "Don't forget what I told you," he said, turning the contents of the measure into a glass in the manner of an Italian waiter measuring whiskey. "Sit with the eyes tightly shut and in absolute stillness for 2 minutes," he said. "Then you will hear me speak." He added an inch or so of water to the little dose in each glass.